best thing o'clock, and we're going to mix it up a little bit today. We are going to allow our guest host to kick things off. Her name is Chelsea Lane. Her blog is Zipped. What is your best thing?
This week, I feel like my best thing is going to be the same as like every other person in Minnesota. It was the weather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was like, what, 70 degrees on Sunday?
It was insane. Did you get to enjoy it?
Kind of. I was really lazy in the morning and slept in really late, like afternoon late. But I finally like made myself get up and take a walk because I was like, I cannot let this day go to waste. This never happens in March. So perfect. I was like, I went out and got some iced coffee.
Nice. I think it was like a record high or close to record high, which was, it was so nice out. Alex, did you get to enjoy the weather?
I did. I kind of did the same thing. I woke up, I really did nothing, and then I realized that I was going to have to like move elsewhere if I wasn't going to enjoy the weather while it lasted. Yeah. So yeah, I like, you know, put in the headphones, I went for a walk.
Was that your best thing? Great.
It was going to be my best thing, but now that Chelsea has it, it's her best thing. So
oh,
I have
no.
to. But the TV show The Last Man on Earth is on Fox. It's just a few episodes have come out. It's Will Forte, formerly of SNL, and Kristen Schaal of, you know, Flight of the Conchords and stuff. And it is so funny. I laughed a lot. I like legitimately lolled a lot at my TV. And I rarely do that. I'm more of like a chuckler, more of like a, but I was, you know, actually laughing. So The Last Man on Earth, it's very good. It's on Hulu right now. So I recommend.
All right. We'll watch it. If you guys aren't going to ask me, I'll tell
Tess,
you.
I was about to ask. What's your best thing?
Thank you. My best thing was, I decided to rearrange my room this past weekend, and it feels so good. I put up new twinkle lights, and I put my bed in a different spot and got rid of a bunch of clothes. And I think it was, you know, because of the nice weather, I felt like I needed spatial change as well. But I have slept so well every night since I rearranged my room. It's just like the proper energy.
When you do that, do you plan or do you just do?
I just started moving stuff and it got bad for a while.
Sure.
And I think next time I will plan a little bit better. Mm. But, you know, you live and you learn. What can you do?
I feel like that's the kind of thing I always end up doing in the middle of the night. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, my room doesn't feel right. I need to fix everything right now.
Yeah. And then when you're in that state of mind, you don't plan anything. It's just start tearing shit off the walls and that's how it works. Yeah. So, but it all turned out well.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I wish my bedroom is too small for my bed to fit in it in any other way than the position in which it is in right now.
You're
so
stuck.
I'm trapped. Shouldn't have bought the house.
Yeah, don't you own the whole house?
I should burn it down.
Can you move into another room since all the rooms are yours?
That's true, I could.
Okay,
I could.
Just so you have options.
I could live in the living room.
Yeah.
Well, this is Pop Till We Drop. We're very happy to have Chelsea Lane of the blog Zipped with us. We're going to be chatting about, you know, fashion and trends and what Chelsea does. She's not from here, so we want to know what the deal with that is and how she feels about Minnesota. And, you know, lots of fun stuff. So stick around. We are going to Pop Until We Drop. My name is Alex Goddard.
I'm Tess Weinberg.
And here we go. So, Chelsea, what is it, in your own words, that you do?
I should have a better answer for this because I get asked it all the time.
We'll workshop some perfect answers right now.
Yeah, I guess so. I am a style blogger.
Mm-hmm.
So I basically post outfits on my website of like what I'm wearing, what I'm loving, and I do it 3 times a week. And support it with all the social media venues in the world. So that's kind of what I do.
So how long have you been doing the blog? And was that always what it was? Or did it start off as something else and it evolved a little bit?
It's definitely evolved. I started doing it I was 1 year out of high school. And I wanted to be like a celebrity fashion stylist, like Rachel Zoe and like... deck out all the Oscar girls. And,
yeah.
But so I kind of did it as like an online portfolio for what I was interested in and my aesthetic. And I was doing it 5 days a week. Like, I worked like 10 hours a week, so I didn't really have much else to do.
You had the time.
Yeah, so, and now, like, I work full-time in finance now, so I don't have, like, a lot of time to dedicate to it. So I do more, like, my personal outfits 3 times a week, so it's been more, like, it doesn't take as long for me to do, like, big outfit collages and mm-hmm. stuff I find online. And so it's kind of evolved more into just, like, a hobby, I guess, because, like, my career goals aren't so much that anymore.
Sure.
So, I mean, it's kind of evolving all the time, to be honest.
And there's a big writing component to it as well. Did you have training as a writer, or did that just come out as a need to, like, tell your story through fashion with some words along with it?
I've been writing my entire life. Like, when I was a little girl, I, like, wrote stories a lot. Mm-hmm. And so it's just kind of been a natural, like, progression to be writing about clothes, because, like, my two biggest interests are writing and my closet. So it's, yeah, like, I get to, it's like a good combination of my two biggest interests, but I didn't, sure, go to school for writing, okay, or anything. It's just what I'm into.
And
yeah,
what about the photos on your blog? Because a lot of times they're being taken of you. So do you have a photographer? Did you get trained in photography? How did that component fall into it?
I kind of have a photographer, my sister Caitlin.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we work like 4 or 5 blocks from each other. So we just meet up for lunch every day and she documents my outfits.
Mm. Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, it really is. It makes it like that's why my posts are so easy for me to do, because it takes 10 minutes over lunch.
Sure.
And then I get home and put it all online.
What's the reaction from people who are like walking by on the street and they see you doing like a fashion shoot out on the sidewalk?
Yeah,
like,
they think what you're
what
famous.
Do people, yeah, what do people say to you?
I get really cheesy responses. Like, middle-aged guys are like, "Oh ho, look at what that girl's doing over there." Like, "Wow, like big shot." Then I get like the, like, you know, like downtown hooligans that are like, "Oh man, like, dang, girl."
I love your man voice. It's just the same, just across the board.
It's a pretty good man,
yeah,
voice.
Good. Well, I have a naturally deep voice, so I don't have to do much.
Yeah. So is your sister interested in blogging as well? Or she's just helping you out?
She mostly just kind of helps me out. Like,
that's so nice. Yeah. It's great to enlist siblings in.
It is. She's really, like, developed a really good eye for it, because she's, I guess, been shooting my pictures for as long as I've lived here, so almost 4 years. So wow, she's gotten really good at it. Thanks, Caitlin.
Thanks, Caitlin. Do the people in your office know about your other life?
Yeah, a few of them do. I got to be, like, featured in the Star Tribune a few months ago.
Nice.
So a lot of people found out that way at my office. It's like, "Hey, I saw you in the newspaper." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, you did? Like, that's so cool."
Coming in on Monday morning and it's like, "Oh, sorry, you want the Sunday paper." That's funny. So what I guess led to your interest in clothing as a world, and like what fuels that interest?
I don't think I started really caring about my clothes until 8th grade or so. And I actually, fun fact, I lived in North Dakota for like 10 months during that time. So
before it was cool to work and live in North Dakota.
Is it?
Well, mega demand.
This
now
is news, yeah, to me. No, but I think it, I mean, I just kind of got, like, no offense to North Dakota, I love you guys, but I just got bored living out there, like, in the middle of nowhere. And
I feel so, that.
And I was, like, totally, like, celebrity obsessed at the time, like, Hillary Duff, everything. And I was like, I just need to dress like this girl. So,
yeah.
And I think that's kind of when I started, like, shopping online and stuff. And, like, there's this whole new world on the internet, and I didn't even have to leave my home.
Yeah. Especially because you're so far from everything. And North Dakota feels culturally, like, so distant from that, like,
it's
glamorous world.
Exactly. Yeah.
So when you moved to Seattle and maybe more boutiques or mall type shopping was more readily available, did that help in your fashion expansion, or did that already happen with online shopping?
I kind of moved around a lot, so it wasn't so much like small town to big city kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think, like, my celebrity obsession at the time is, like, what really, like, opened my eyes to, like, this whole, like, you can wear, like, art and make it look cool. And just, like, all the, like, celebrities that I followed had such unique styles, and I was like, I can do that too.
So what would you describe your style as now?
Well, my style is like the number one thing that's evolved over like the life of my blog. Mm. And I used to be way more kind of like day in and day out, I would like dress totally differently. Like one day I'd be in totally boho, flowy everything. And the next day I'd be in like jeans and a t-shirt. But now I'd say I'm more casual and like comfort is my number one thing. Like I know people say that, but I'm serious. Like I'm in a sweatshirt and sneakers right now. So I would say I'm generally pretty casual. I like to have a little bit of an edge here and there, but I'm definitely not like a dresses and heels kind of girl.
Sure. Do you feel like if you were to look back in the archive of your blog, would you feel like
the
things you first posted were like a totally different person?
Oh yeah, totally. I don't even know. I've looked like at the archives and man, there are some things I want to delete like really bad.
And why don't you delete them?
I feel like I shouldn't. They're part of my history.
Sure.
Like if people ask me like, what was your blog like when you first started? I can be like, just go check it out. Like, I mean, it's embarrassing, but it's there. That's where I came from.
That's, I like that because I've looked at certain bloggers and their Instagrams and it'll start curated, you know, like it'll start how they are now. And I like being able to see the transition. Mm-hmm. To me, that's a really interesting part of it, especially if it's been years and years, you know that it's been, there's been a journey.
It's the same thing on my Instagram account. I started it like right when Instagram came out. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize you could look at other people's photos. I thought Instagram was just like a personal photo album. So if you go like back to the very beginning of my Instagram account, it's like my family Christmas. Like the most ridiculous pictures, but they're memories, so I don't want to delete them.
Yeah.
I had a friend in high school who would change her profile picture and then immediately delete the old one on Facebook. For purposes of like self curation, like you were,
I did that on MySpace.
Okay, you were only allowed to look at the present iteration of this person. Interesting.
Yeah,
but it's nice that you archive. I mean, it's interesting to have that record and also honest. I think like you're not trying to hide
what you.
Well, I mean, not saying that there's anything to hide, but you know, I think in social media that's a tendency of people to want to like mask.
Embarrassing things. I mean, all of the bloggers that I follow, like, I want to know everything about them and I want to know what they were like before. Mm-hmm. And so I just, if I'm like that for anyone in the entire world, I want them to be able to see that side of me too.
We keep doing that today. I have so many questions.
I can't help it.
I'm just going to seize this
one. Yeah, I know. I was like, all right, fine.
Do you have connections with other fashion bloggers, whether in Minneapolis or around the country? Have you developed like a network of friends and fellow bloggers?
Yeah, definitely. I would say like most of my friends, maybe between 60 and 70%, if you want to get technical, of my friends I met on Instagram in Minneapolis.
When
I moved here, it was like hey, do you want to meet up sometime? Like, I know we follow each other on Instagram. Let's get coffee.
Wow.
Cool.
I didn't think people actually did that.
That's
I thought it was just
like I do that like on a monthly basis at least. At least.
Wow. So we could have become friends if you liked my Instagram.
Yeah, I'm sure if we would have been following each other, we would have had coffee like 9 times by now.
You know, I do follow you on Instagram.
You do?
I do follow you on Instagram.
See, that's when you need to like leave me a comment and be like, hi,
hey,
I'm in Minneapolis.
Shoes. Yeah, I actually followed you months ago, like before we even decided to do this.
Cool.
So I feel like there's a celebrity in the room.
Oh my gosh, that is so cool. I was walking to lunch today and a girl walked up to me and she was like, hey, are you Trulane? And I was like, yeah, that's my Instagram name. And I was like, hi, how are you? And she's like, do you get this all the time? And I was like, once in a while. And it's really weird every time it is. But like,
how does it make you feel?
Well, totally fluffs my ego, if I'm being honest. Like, wow, you want to say hi to me? Like, it's so crazy, but I'm totally honored. And it's so sweet. I just love meeting new people.
That's so fun. So I was going to ask the question that you asked when we interrupted each other, but now I have a follow-up question, which is now. So what do you look for in other blogs? Like, why would you follow a certain blog? Like, what do they offer for you?
I kind of have like a night and day answer to that, because on one hand, I love following blogs that are totally different from my style and that are like super high fashion and
something that you wouldn't necessarily write about.
Right, because it's like, I mean, it's just like any other media out there that's like different from the world that you live in, it's like fun to imagine what it would be like to be in their shoes and their actual shoes. Yeah. If we're talking about fashion blogging.
Nice.
But nice. Getting punny up in here.
Oh, yeah.
But on the other hand, it's like I like people that are like really accessible. My blog is a lot about casual and affordable things, and so I like finding other people that have that same interest too.
Do you consider yourself a fashion advice blogger?
Maybe at one point, but not so much anymore. Okay. Like when I first started, I did a lot more research into different designers and trends and things, but now it's kind of more just like I've figured out my style and I've curated my taste, so take it or leave it.
There's no like dressing for your body shape type of stuff?
Yeah, not so much. I've done a couple posts like that in the past, but I haven't in a long time. Should I start doing that?
No,
interest you? I don't know.
I like it the way it is. From my perspective, it is very much your style, and your followers seem to really like that. So I don't think you need my help getting fashion advice and or followers.
I'm always accepting feedback, so feel free.
Has anyone ever recognized you and then been like, I'm wearing something you wore? Or is it not, like, have you not gotten to that point yet?
I don't think so. I mean, I found a few people on the internet that, like, follow me. And their pictures kind of look like mine.
Sure.
And they own some things that I own. And I have this one handbag that I posted a picture of one time, and I got, like, 15 comments that were like, oh my gosh, I just ordered this. It's so beautiful. And I was like, wow, I have influence.
Yeah. Power.
Like, yeah, I was like, yeah, building my empire over here.
Yeah. This is like the first time this has happened.
Wow.
Like this.
Chomping at the bit.
I know. So many questions.
You guys are making me feel like a really hot commodity or something. Thanks.
Well, you are. When someone purchases a bag that you have on your site, are you linking to things that give you commission? Like, I know that that is something that some bloggers do, but I don't really know how it works.
Yeah. So I do that probably with maybe 75% of the items that I post. There's this platform called Reward Style that I feel like most bloggers are a part of. And yeah, so you get commission if people buy things through the retailer that you've linked to, but they don't have a relationship with every retailer, so you can't find every brand on there, but a lot of them they partner up with. So
what is Reward Style, or how does that work then?
So you get an invitation as a blogger.
Either, you have to be invited.
Well, either they find you or you can have a blogger buddy refer you to them.
Oh.
So it's kind of an elite club,
guys. Can we ask
how
it happened for you?
Cool kids club.
I think they reached out to me because it was
nice.
It was like towards the beginning. So I was, you know, one of the first.
Sure.
But yeah, so they partner with different retailers, and then we use their website to search for the products that we're linking to. And so we use their specific links tailored to our user ID and our blog. And so when people click on it and they make a purchase, then we get commission from that purchase, and then they send you a check twice a month.
Wow, that's so cool.
It's way cool.
And that's something that wouldn't have been possible in a like non-internet kind of thing.
Exactly.
It would have been like, how much work would you have had to do to be like a fashion writer without the internet? I mean, it would just be like impossible.
That's
right?
Overwhelming for me to think about right now.
So in like you had mentioned that when you were younger, internet shopping brought the world of fashion to you. Do you still feel an allegiance to just the like online fashion world, or do you promote a boutique over Amazon when you can, or like what's your approach to it?
That's a great question. I am on a local scale. I like to promote like Minneapolis boutiques and things like that. Like there are a lot of online boutiques that are smaller. Like I have a lot from Texas that email me. I have a lot from California that email me. But generally, in that case, it doesn't, I mean, if I'm being honest, like they don't have as high of a commission rate as bigger retailers. So if I have the opportunity, I'll probably partner with a bigger retailer. But on a smaller scale, like I love promoting Minneapolis shopping and things like that. They don't offer like internet commission for things like that. But I mean, if somebody asks me where to go brick and mortar shopping, I'm I'm going to say my favorite smaller places.
Hmm. That's a good way to approach it.
Sorry,
God. just have a little baton.
We have a little razor card. Like, yeah. I got a question.
Are a lot of your followers from Minneapolis, from Minnesota, or does it kind of span the country?
My Minneapolis readership grew a lot after my Star Tribune article came out in November.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got a lot of, I mean, especially people from outside the metro area, a lot more people started following me via that. So I think I've gotten a pretty good Minneapolis following. But I mean, I have a lot of followers. Like, it blows my mind, and they're from like all over the world. So I'm not really sure the exact specifics, but I know I have quite a few, so that's awesome.
And it can grow because you are so web-based. It can grow anywhere. It doesn't have to be,
right,
you know, confined to your home base.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I have a lot of German followers and a lot of Filipino followers.
So random.
Totally.
Fashion unites everyone.
Yes, it does. I also recently saw that you were nominated for the best of Instagram.
Yeah, that was a shocker. The City Pages is doing their best of the Twin Cities, I guess, event polling thing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, a girl that works at House Salon like tweeted at me or something and was like, hey, I just saw you're nominated for this. I was like, what? I am?
How does that make you feel?
Really honored. Like, I can't believe enough people suggested my name to be like, this is my favorite Twin Cities Instagram.
Huh.
Like, that blows my mind.
That's crazy. So what's your Instagram setup? Are you like iPhone? Are you, you know, Visco Cam? Like, what's your...
I don't understand Visco Cam.
I don't understand it either.
Is that even what it's called? Everyone calls it like
VSCO.
Whatever. I don't know.
I'm not correcting you. I'm asking the world out there.
If anyone knows,
what is it?
Tweet and hashtag pop till you drop.
Yeah, no, I shoot everything on my iPhone. And if I'm promoting a blog post or something, I might reuse one of my photos from my real camera. But yeah, I really like the photo editing app Afterlight.
That's what I use.
It's my favorite. Oh my gosh.
Oh, twinsies.
Twinning. Twinning so hard. yeah, so that's pretty much the app I use all the time. I also like Snapseed from Google, I think it is. But
interesting. I just am totally like, I'm a very basic person on Instagram. So all of these like fancy tools are beyond my reach.
Okay.
But it's fascinating to know. And I know some people are like protective of their Instagram secrets, you know? I appreciate that you shared with us.
Like to get them to look the way that they do.
Yeah, you know, some people just be like, oh, I just took it on my iPhone. And you're like, well, how could you possibly have taken that on your... It looks so good.
People get really specific. It's like, what iPhone model do you have? And like... how much brightness do you add to this?
Yeah.
And it's really specific.
I've witnessed people be like, I can't share that. Sorry. And it's like, ugh.
Because it like infringes upon their...
No, just
the secrecy,
you know,
of their aesthetic.
Yeah, you know, someone stumbles upon some crazy Instagram persona, ability, aesthetic. Yeah. And they don't want to share that with all the randos in the world.
Wow.
Secret to them.
Cool.
People are rude is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I knew that's what you were getting at.
My thesis comes out.
Hey, I shared all my secrets.
Yeah,
so.
You're very transparent. You are not rude at all.
You are the least rude. So what is your... Do you ever feel a pull towards something that would be more of like a traditional fashion magazine editor job or writer or something like that? Or do you want to stay in the... like doing it your own way, showing off your own personal style kind of thing?
For a career, I don't see myself being so much in the fashion industry anymore. I kind of just want to be like an author and just sit in a cabin and write books somewhere.
That sounds great.
So in the interim, until I get to do that, I guess, I'd kind of like to keep like my fashion blog going and be full-time there, because it's really intimidating to me to have to be creative and at the same time like be, what's the word I'm looking for, I guess just like have someone to answer to, like in a creative environment.
Mm-hmm.
Like having to like be required to be creative.
Sure.
You're, on command.
You're self-directed.
Right. I don't feel like I am creative enough to do that. So I can't really see myself doing that.
So for now, it's just going to continue, like, work the day job and then, you know, just do your after-hours awesome fashion blog.
Yeah, for now. Yeah. I mean, when I learn how to do that full-time, it'll change, but we'll see.
So looking at things more holistically, like, what do you think clothes do for people? Fashion has weird effects on people, yeah. And, like, how do you experience that?
Well, I don't know. Have you ever heard the term dress for success before? It's cheesy, but it's true. No, but, like, I mean, clothes are the first thing people see, like, when they look at you, you know? Mm-hmm. So they're all, it's all about the first impression. And if you're, like, you know, frumpy McFrumperson over there, people are going to think that you don't, you know, take anything seriously or you're not invested in whatever you're doing. And I mean, don't you guys feel like that when you meet somebody? It's like, you notice what they look like, you know?
Yeah.
It's correct.
Yeah.
Do you think your experience working in the finance world has impacted your style at all? Thinking about, like, you know, when you say dress for success, I immediately picture, like, you know,
excellent
workwear. And is that a big component of how you've developed your style?
Well, let me start off by saying that my office is about the most casual office in the world.
All right.
We don't actually have any, like, customer interactions, so.
It is all sweatpants, isn't
yeah.
it?
I mean, only on Fridays, let's be real. No. So, yeah, I mean, I work in downtown Minneapolis, and so there's a lot of well-dressed people there.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I take a lot of them more seriously than I take a lot of my coworkers sometimes because they'll show up knowing they don't have to, like, meet any customers or anything like that. And they don't put a whole lot of effort into their look. And I often wear, like, jeans and sneakers to the office, but I'm still one of the, like, best dressed people in there, which is sad, really. But yeah, I say that I work in corporate America a lot, but it's not that big city, like, New York picture that everyone has in their mind, like, sure. of suits and heels.
Boardrooms and
high power
meetings.
Yeah, not so much. Yeah, it hasn't really affected me in that way, okay. Thankfully.
Yeah, that's good to know.
So you said in Minneapolis there's a lot of, or in downtown Minneapolis there's a lot of well-dressed people. When you're thinking about Minneapolis and maybe Minnesota as a whole, how do you see fashion? Like, do we all just need help since we live in boots and coats, my sleeping bag coat for 6 months out of the year?
You know, actually, Minnesota has become kind of, you know, a big thing in the fashion world. Like, now, have you guys heard about that whole being called North thing? Mm-hmm. Like, we don't want to be the Midwest mm-hmm. anymore. Like, the North has a big fashion presence. Like, people are really liking the kind of, like, lumberjack chic kind of look. So, mm-hmm. like, everyone already dresses like that here, so it's like they don't even need to do anything to be fashionable.
Alex, you're doing it right now.
Exactly.
Frequently do. Before it was cool.
Yeah, there we go.
Sorry. hate myself. So
no,
much.
I mean, like I said earlier, like, I'm not so much like a fashion advice person. Like, I am all about, like, if it's comfortable for you, go for it. I'm like the least person to judge that kind of stuff. Like, I love it for myself and I love wearing what I love and dressing the way that I want to dress, but I mean, do your own thing.
That's the thing with fashion. You can tell when someone feels really good in what they're wearing. And I think the whole dress for success thing, that's what it means to me. Because you can see someone wearing something that maybe is like a very attractive dress, but you can tell they don't feel comfortable in it.
Yeah, like, or
that's
like not girls gonna who be don't good. Know how to walk in heels.
Yeah, that's
like,
the worst.
Don't wear them. That's yeah. why I don't wear them, because I'd fall on my face.
I reply with, suffer for fashion, is what I say. Frequently, not really.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you suffering right now? You look very comfortable.
I'm hella comfortable at the moment. plaid shirt by, not Pendleton. Anyway.
Urban Outfitters.
No! Anyway.
Wait, now I'm really curious where your shirt's from.
It was a Christmas gift.
Can we check the tag?
Yeah, okay. I don't know. It's probably from like a thrift store.
Well, I don't have to be that curious.
Outdoor Exchange?
Outdoor Exchange.
Outdoor Exchange.
Portland, Oregon. I don't know. It was a gift.
You're so trendy.
Thank you.
I really like, with the internet now, getting to see a bunch of famous people and what they wear all the time. And my favorite person to watch is Emma Stone. I think that she has such a cool, casual, ladylike style, but she throws in these like masculine, like at one of the award shows, she wore like trouser pants. And ooh. I thought that was so cool. And she still looked banging.
Does she still have red hair?
I don't, so it's transitions.
Yeah, it's a little darker now, isn't it?
I know I liked it red. I know she was like bleach blonde at one point.
Mm. Yeah,
she's totally different. I like her better red. Yeah, she's cool.
I like her style. What about you guys? Do you have favorites?
I want to hear Alex. Do you have like a man celebrity that you like look up to?
Okay, so the one I immediately gravitate to is like classic period Morrissey. Just doing, you know, just like a, God, it's, and it's so, there are so many different phases of Morrissey where it's like young Morrissey is like the open shirt and the bouquet of flowers. And then there's like 1990s Morrissey, which is like mesh shirts and then like rockabilly crap. And then there's like elder statesman Morrissey. I don't know. There's just a very like, it's interesting that to me that he is so influenced by like James Dean and like Michelangelo Antonioni and all these like greats of cinema, and then he created this like alternative musician persona out of it, and then that trickled down to a bunch of like depressive people of the 80s and 90s and 2000s. So I just, you know, I always appreciate Morrissey. Lately, male wise, you know, I until very recently was trying to grow my hair out like shoulder length, not to go for a man bun or anything, but
why
just
not?
I almost got to ponytail almost, but you know, I just have always wanted like a good shaggy, like, you know, Jared Leto, I don't know who else.
Understandable.
Shaggy hair. And unfortunately my stupid hair is curly and grows out rather than down. So and the aforementioned warm weather, it was like, you know, the first day above 45 degrees, it was way too hot under there. So I buzzed it off. And I mean, I bet you, you know, see that I always complain about that. And then every woman I say that to is like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really hot to have my hair.
I just had that thought. I was like, that's bullshit.
I'm sorry. Whatever. I'm sorry. I'm realizing the pain right now.
But a lot of us have like ability to put it like in a high ponytail, like off the neck, away from the face.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was getting real shaggy, so I don't know. I'm in like an interim thing right now. Don't know what to say. What about you, Chelsea? Returning to the idea, I guess, of...
Yeah, not about Alex's hair.
Sorry, this is now a hair blog.
Yeah, what do you want to say about my hair? I guess I look more to bloggers for fashion than celebrities, I guess, but... I'm sure there's some young Hollywood starlet that I love.
Or old Hollywood starlet, for that matter.
Hollywood?
Sorry.
Getting called out.
Nice. I do appreciate
Couldn't let that one go.
Hollywood is my theme park that I'm going to open.
I'd go there. That with my MC. Rocking. Yeah. I really like Alexa Chung. She's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
She is always, I love that kind of like boyish girl style and like wearing like Oxfords and button up shirts.
Did she start as a fashion blogger and then became famous? Or like,
you know,
what's
I feel like
her
I should
deal?
Know the answer to this question. I think she's, she was on like an English TV show.
Okay.
Is that how she, was that her first thing?
I don't know. I remember like trying to figure out why she was around, like what her authority was. And then one day I found it and now I can't remember.
Yeah, I was at that stage too, because she's like hugely inspirational in the blogger world. Mm-hmm. Like she's like the queen blogger and I don't even know if she has a blog.
Yeah, she's all over Pinterest or people pin images of her like it's their jobs.
Yeah, but I really like her style.
What do you think about bloggers who become celebrities? The only one I can think of is Tavi Gevinson. Like,
love her.
She's amazing.
I want to be her.
I have the yearbook one, and there's an act of publishing. It's really cool. I love it. Just getting to leaf through it, turning a blog into a magazine. That's awesome.
Yeah. She's speaking at Madison, or she was, like, yesterday or today. I'm like, come to Minnesota.
Oh, cool.
Maybe one day.
Yeah, I love her. My little sister got to meet her in Seattle.
Oh, my gosh.
I was, like, freaking out for her.
Tavi, come here.
Yeah, she is super cool. Another one that I really like is Chiara Ferragni. She's an Italian fashion blogger, and she's on, like, so many magazine covers. She has her own shoe line now, and she has something like 3.5 million Instagram followers.
Whoa.
From being a blogger.
Yeah.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah, she's super cool. She has a huge, like, crew of people now that work for her blog. And I got to meet her in New York last year. It was so cool.
Was she nice?
She was nice. I, like, was one of those fangirls that, like, ran up on the street and was like, hi, Chiara, can I get a picture with you, please? But she was super nice.
Yeah.
She's one that I really like.
Awesome.
And that's interesting that, like, you know, bloggers don't just appear fully formed as celebrities. So you would expect them to be nice, you know? It's not like they've grown up in Hollywood their whole lives or in the fashion world. So that's cool that, you know, people seem to be pretty down to earth about it.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny because a lot of the mid-range bloggers that aren't quite, like, at the top or have made it yet, they're a lot, like, I mean, snarkier. Like, they don't give you the time of day as much as the ones that have, like, made it. Mm. And I think it's because they're still trying to make it, and they have to be really careful about who they talk to and who they associate with. But
the ones who are, like, big enough to have a blogger agent yet, but not big enough to, like,
totally the ones that haven't
wealthy.
Like, sealed the deals with the companies yet.
Yeah. They're taking themselves more seriously, maybe.
Right.
Another person, well, fictional person whose style I really like is Just Day from The New Girl. She dresses like a big toddler, but that's totally how I dress, so I think it's, like, so much fun.
I wish I could pull that off.
What? I've never seen the show. What does a big toddler look like?
Like, she'll wear, like, little tennis shoes or little flats with dresses that are, like, really high-necked and, like, Peter Pan collared and, like, big glasses and, like, kind of like nerdy school teacher, but like a little girl version of that kind of.
So a little more contemporary and less demeaning than, like, Ugly Betty.
Yes.
Kind of
Yeah, except for I used to love watching Ugly Betty for the fashion, too. And I loved the way that American Ferrera dressed on that show because she would match colors together that I'd be like, those would never go together ever. Mm. So I like that one, too.
Mm.
Yeah.
The one that has been trickling down to me recently is I've been watching season 6 of Sons of Anarchy. So I've been like, I've just been in this, like, really, like, dark jacket.
Yeah.
Da-da-da.
You gonna get a new leather coat?
I have a pretty bitchin' motorcycle jacket as it is. So
oh, yeah, because you ride a motorcycle.
I do.
Cool.
So that's the, I guess that's the male influence right now, is just the, like, dirty, you know, these people just all smell.
Yeah.
No one has shaved. It's great.
Grunge, it's coming back.
Yeah, and, like, MC grunge specifically. I'm going to show up in a leather vest next time.
Sweet.
With patches all over it and what have you.
Hey, also, I know that this is that side note, and sorry, but you said you were going to get your ears pierced.
I did say that.
You haven't.
I saw that on the internet somewhere. I swear, I was stalking you guys, and I saw something about you getting your ears pierced. You guys may have talked about it.
Yeah,
it
was on the podcast.
I listened to that one.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
And you came here thinking that his ears would be pierced, and
it
let you down.
I was really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Shoot.
So what's up?
I'm fundamentally a liar. You know, I just what was the reason for doing it? The reason for doing it was I wanted it.
Yeah.
And the reason for not doing it was I thought about it some more and I was like, maybe not.
Mm.
And I can't do it now because the whole point, like, the long hair was really helping, like, mask the earrings. Mm. You know what I'm saying? The potential earrings. And now that the hair is short.
So you wanted the option of having no one see them.
Correct. I wanted to go halfway there. And then when I, like, turned my head and move my hair out of my
right,
ears.
Right. Have that moment.
Glint of gold.
Yeah.
Cool guy over here.
Not going to happen anymore.
Next winter, maybe. Just get a bunch more tattoos before then.
Yeah.
Sorry. I knew you were going to call me out on it someday.
Yeah. Disappointed both of us.
Yeah.
Outside of the fashion industry, who is influencing what people wear on a day-to-day basis in Minneapolis? Or, I mean, let's just start there because that's already, like, way too broad. I don't know who started the lumbersexual thing, but it's firmly entrenched.
It is. I'm into it. I don't hate it.
Yeah. I think it's just mostly, like, everyone dug into their dad's and uncle's closets, you know, and found in, you know, in thrift stores, certainly, and found like that first wave of like plaid was kind of not cool for a while, or not of the mainstream. And then eventually, you know, people started actually manufacturing those clothes again, whether it was Shinola or Urban Outfitters or someone, and it became more mass produced.
I've had the same theory. Like when I went to college, that was when my parents decided to clean out the house, like get rid of stuff that just downsized everything. And that's when I found my mom's Doc Martens and my dad's old plaid shirts that they were going to get rid of, and like torn up motorcycle jackets and stuff. And that was, for me, it was just like the timing was perfect to kind of have that whole fashion revival happen.
I think Justin Vernon may have been the one, now that I think about it. He really charted Minneapolis for a while, because like there was, going to be real, there was not a lot going on nationally coming from Minneapolis and the surrounding area. He gets popular with his lumberjack deal, and everyone else just jumps on the bandwagon following Justin Vernon, and now it's like everyone sees the same plaid shirt and Levi's and little beanie cap and Red Wing boots, all of which I own. so like I'll egg my own self here, but I think now that I think about it, he's totally the one who did it, Justin Vernon and his crew.
Yeah, I think that's the thing about fashion and trends, that I think they all just circle around at some point. Like the 70s were popular in the 70s, and then they came back, you know, recently, and now they're coming back again. And same with army utilitarian fashion. Mm. Like it fluctuates in and out, and it's all just in a big circle. Like everything that was popular one time is going to come back.
Do you think it is still, like, I remember growing up, people would talk about fashion being cyclical based on like time period, where it would be like, you know, the 60s are back, the 70s are back, the 80s are back. But it seems like now people are talking more about lifestyles that are coming back. Like the whole lumbersexual thing is basically like you wear a work shirt and you wear some kind of work pants and you wear some kind of work boot, you know, even though you're not doing any kind of manual labor or whatever. But it's the lifestyle of like, maybe you work in a factory. Your grandfather worked in a factory, I should say, or like your grandfather was a logger and you like are aping his style or whatever. Is that me just being crazy? Because I don't know what the other,
I think that's intriguing.
I don't know what the other like old lifestyles of old are being renewed. You know, it's right now it's just kind of like old manual laborer style. Mm-hmm. It's not like field nurse like
it seems
typist
like right now, because, you know? Okay, the lumberjack thing is really popular, but it's not the only thing that's on trend for men. I think it's a little bit bigger than women, but it seems like right now, so like there's, you know, like the 80s harem pants, and that's coming back, and then you kind of have the more like the wide leg pants, which was more like 90s, you know. There's a bunch of different, it seems like right now things are pulling from so many different decades, and it's kind of taking on a whole new thing. Like it doesn't, to me, it doesn't seem like one decade that's
and
reviving.
Like putting them all together puts like this totally modern twist on it.
I think it's really exciting.
That's the best thing about fashion. There's no actual rules you need to follow.
Okay, like, fashion rules. Do you think it's okay to wear white pants after Labor Day?
Of course.
So do I.
I've never believed in / followed that rule.
And then like black and navy blue, brown and black.
I don't think that's a problem.
Neither do I. All right, I'm glad we're in consensus about those things.
I've always been pro like black sweater, brown pants, and people have given me some shit about it, and it's like, freak you. It's what I want.
It's a dumb rule.
Okay, good. Yeah, do you think it's okay now in this like social mediaized, broken down system of the future that you can just do whatever you want? Is like the authority of the fashion world decreased a lot?
If I'm saying that I'm the authority of the fashion world, I say do whatever you want. That's kind of the rule that I follow. So
nice.
I would totally apply that to everybody else. I mean, it might not be the most technical of advice, but it works for me.
Chelsea, thank you so much for being on our podcast today.
Thank you guys for having me.
Where on social media can people find you? your handles?
My handle is Truelane, T-R-U-E-L-A-N-E, on Twitter and Instagram. And my blog is ziplog.com.
Thank you so much. This has been awesome.
Thank you guys so much. I'm so honored to have been asked and that I'm here hanging out with you guys. This has been the best evening ever.
Aww.
Aww.